95.7 Ben FM presents Her Story with Kathy Romano.
Good morning and welcome to Her Story. I'm your host, Kathy Romano. I appreciate you joining me again this Sunday. I have a great guest for you today. She was once a Wall Street lawyer, but traded her briefcase for a diaper bag in 2005 and has been supporting working parents ever since. Debbie Yadagari is the founder and CEO of Village, an employer-based benefit that supports working parents. Moms and dads that go to work each day need support in the workplace, and more than ever now with the COVID-19 pandemic. Debbie is here today to share her story. Debbie, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Kathy. I'm very proud to be here.
We've never met before, so give me a little overview of your story and how you decided to leave your job as a lawyer.
Sure. So I started on Wall Street in big law at a downtown law firm. I'd gone to Barnard College undergrad. I had very strong ambitions to go on and be a lawyer. I went off to law school. I poured my heart and soul and blood into graduating top of my class, went off to big law, where, as you may know, it sucks every last breath out of you. I only bring that up because that was my beginning. Everything I knew was law. And I put in the hours and dedicated everything I had to my career. And then I ended up being recruited out of my law firm by a large international investment bank. And they brought me on board. And they spent a lot of money recruiting me out of my law firm, paying for my bonus to bring me over, investing in my career development. And then I became pregnant. And then all of a sudden, all of the love stopped, and all of the blood, sweat, and tears that I had expended over the years, I suddenly felt was for naught. It was a big wake-up call. And fast forward, 6 months later, after having my baby, I ended up being one of the 43% of working moms and 33% of working dads who end up leaving their employer post-baby. I never thought that was going to be me, right? Like I said, I was that uber student, that dedicated lawyer, and I thought I was in it for the long haul. But until you become a parent and until you know working parenthood, you can't foresee the struggles that you'll have. And I had so many. I struggled with breastfeeding. I struggled with getting my baby to sleep at night. I struggled with the juggle of, you know, keeping my career on an upward trajectory and being the type of mother that I wanted to be. And so when push came to shove, I ended up walking away, and it weighed on me. When I looked around, I saw that it wasn't just me. It was so many working parents who were in my same exact situation. And so that is when I vowed that I was going to make a difference for that little baby girl that I left my employer for, and for all of the future working parents out there. And that's how I started my journey.
When did you start Village, and explain exactly what programs you offer to working parents?
Village began as Why Breast back in 2013. And at that time, we were mainly focused on corporate lactation support, because that was after I had left my employer in 2006. And at that time, we didn't have the Affordable Care Act protections that working parents have now that provide breastfeeding women with the right to pump in the office. So that's where I started my journey in 2013, really focusing in on that piece. And what we quickly realized was you need to get the employer on board. You can set up a mother's room. You can provide hospital-grade breast pumps and provide the employees with the lactation support that they need. It has evolved so quickly, the needs in the workplace. And so whereas it was women who truly needed that support to breastfeed in the office, now, years later, we're supporting working moms and working dads, because it's fascinating. The Affordable Care Act, which provided working mothers with the right to breastfeed, only came about slightly over 10 years ago. And within that time, we've seen a huge shift from the employer focusing in on what the needs of the breastfeeding mom was, basically because they had a legal duty to provide something, to really starting to evolve and care and recognizing that there is an incentive there to their bottom line. We've come a long way since 2013, and today we're supporting working moms and working dads. We connect them one-on-one with working parent support via career coaches, parenting experts, and healthcare specialists. So think everything from lactation consultants to sleep experts to executive coaching, anything the working parent might need to meet their goals at home, at work, and when it comes to their career. But we recognize that it takes more than just employee support to really make a difference. And so we go in and we help the employers create policies and culture that are parent-friendly, and in turn, that drive diversity, equity, and inclusion, and allows women to get into the C-suite, climb up that corporate ladder. It allows dads to be the type of dads that they want to be. Dads are struggling now more than ever because, unlike even just one generation past, the dads were not participating in parenthood, doing diapers, getting up in the middle of the night to do feedings, the way today's dad is. And so what we're seeing in the workplace is working dads struggling, which is fascinating. And there's been a whole slew of lawsuits around these issues as well. You know, once upon a time when people would go on leave, we talk about it as maternity leave. And then we recognize that, you know, maybe it would be a little bit better to become a little bit more PC and say primary and secondary. But then we turned around and said, who are you, employer, to say whether I'm the primary or secondary caregiver and to categorize me like that? So now we're trending towards just gender neutral family leave. And what we're providing legally in our policies doesn't always mesh with our outdated thinking of, you know, what it means to be a caregiver and who should be the caregiver and how that should relate to who's in the office working. So working dads are struggling today also. And so we provide leadership training by way of manager sensitivity training and leadership coaching. We work with HR to provide legal compliance and support to help them draft legal and lactation policies and make sure that they're doing everything that they're supposed to be doing under federal, state, and local laws to provide the protections that working parents so desperately deserve. You know, so many employers are not in compliance, and most of the time they don't even realize it because they're not on top of the laws. So that's what we do. We go in, we provide the employees with the support that they need to be the best parent and the best employee that they can be, and we help the employers be the best employer that they can be in creating the type of workplace that any working parent would want to give their all to. And why? Because it makes a difference. It drives retention rates. It allows employers to recruit top talent, and it really makes a difference in the bottom line. You know, it's interesting, with COVID-19, economists have done many, many studies, and they've calculated that when a working parent is not so productive in the office, or, you know, at this point, working from home, rather, the cost to the employer is 34 cents on every dollar. So employers are very quickly waking up to the fact that they need to do something. And not only do they have an ethical duty to just be the good guy and help out their working parents, they really have financial incentives to provide some sort of service that's going to support their working parents. We still provide corporate lactation support services. We were the very first company to ever provide breast milk shipping back in 2013. We stock lactation rooms with hospital-grade breast pumps so moms don't have to worry about carrying their personal pumps to the office. And then they have, like, that Ferrari engine, you know, in the office. That's much, much, much better than their personal pump provided by their health plan. We do everything, soup to nuts. Anything that touches upon working parenthood, we're there for the employee and the employer.
So what are some other issues working parents see in the workplace today? I mean, I guess it would be things surrounding COVID-19 and maybe, you know, some other things. What are the main issues that parents are dealing with today?
Yeah, I mean, today it's absolutely COVID-19. You know, around the country, most people are still home and they're struggling because daycares have, the ones that are open, have cut capacity. People's nannies may or may not be able to work if employees are so lucky to have that type of setup and be able to afford it. So it's the lack of childcare, the unknown for what's going to happen in September with kids going back to school, kids going back to school. These are the stresses that working parents are really trying to struggle with today and figure out. And that's on top of the day-to-day stresses that, you know, have been commonplace for centuries now, for just, you know, childhood dynamics, sibling rivalry, co-parenting issues, you know, trying to deal with your teens. All of those issues are still there, but they're so much harder now because of the unknown.
Are there benefits parents are entitled to from an employer that most people don't know about?
Yeah, great question. Not really. So, yeah, they have the right to pump, to breast pump in the office. You know, of course, there are the leave laws, and they vary state by state. Our country really lacks behind, you know, most other countries in this world. I mean, we are at the bottom of the list, despite being an industrialized nation as far as leave. The CARES Act, which was passed in relation to COVID-19, does allow working parents who work for an employer with less than 500 employees and more than 50 employees to take leave. But there aren't really that many, you know, clear-cut protections for working parents. And that's why COVID-19 makes it so difficult, because many working parents choose between their family and their career. And if they choose family, will they still be able to feed their family? So there's a lot of pressures on working families right now. And we see it as our job to work with the employers right now. I mean, this isn't on our list of services or things that people subscribe to, but we're trying to talk to employers and have webinars and explain to them why it's in their best interest to support their employees right now by subsidizing childcare, helping to provide resources, you know, maybe opening up their conference rooms once we return to work, bringing in some tutors for older children. We're trying to think outside of the box in order to find solutions that will work for employees short term, which in turn will help the employers long term, because clearly they don't want everyone jumping ship.
How do people get information about your services?
Thank you for asking. You can go to our website, village.com, and that's V-I-L-L-Y-G-E.
And you don't have to live in a specific area, right? You service the entire country?
We service the entire country. We even we have global capabilities as well. So, yes, anybody out there, any of your listeners, please visit village.com, and we can do the legwork for you when it comes to getting in touch with your employer to make a difference for you.
So if you could give the listeners one bit of advice about being a working parent and getting workplace support, what would it be?
You have to be your best advocate. Frame your need in terms of delivering something for your manager, your employer, your HR, whoever you're talking to. Take a step back and frame it long term on how serving your need is going to best benefit them. Great example, one of the biggest asks when people come back from leave is flexible work arrangements, work from home possibilities. You know, pre-COVID-19, that seemed like such a pipe dream. Now we've proven that it can get done. Working parents can do so much from home, and even with kids running in the background of Zoom, imagine what we can do when they're back in childcare and back in school. We can do even more. But whenever we would coach our employees on having that discussion and making that ask, it was always showing the facts, how you can cut your commute time, increase productivity, what's in it for the other side in order to get and address your needs.
Yeah, what a change COVID-19 has made, because, you know, we are seeing all of these things and all of these things that we can do from home now.
Absolutely. It's been the greatest work from home experiment yet. And I think it's forever going to change the way we do work. The future of work is changed forever.
Debbie, thank you so much for coming on Her Story today.
Thank you so much, Kathy. I appreciate the opportunity.
For more information about Debbie and Village, you can go to their website. It's village.com, and that's spelled V-I-L-L-Y-G-E.com. If you missed any part of today's show, go to 95.7 Ben FM tomorrow morning, and Debbie's interview will be posted along with all of the other women that I featured on Her Story. Thank you so much for joining me again today. I'm Kathy Romano. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
This has been Her Story with Kathy Romano. Her Story is produced by WBEN-FM in Philadelphia and airs weekly or on demand on your mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 957benfm.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.